American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. This is a picture of a car. Let's repeat the sentences under the picture. Number 1.
John bought a used car.
His car isn't new. Number 2. The exterior of his car is in good shape. Number 3. He has a problem with the tires. The tread on the inside of each tire is worn out. A mechanic needs to align the wheels. Number 4. The interior of the car is a little worn. It's in poor condition. John will put new covers on the seats. Number 5. The engine runs well. It functions properly. Number 6. A mechanic checked all the systems. He said they were functioning okay. Number 7. Does his car have a manual or automatic transmission? It's an automatic. It has an automatic transmission. Look at the sentences again and answer the questions. Number 1. What kind of car did John buy? Repeat. He bought a used car. Number 2. What is in good shape? Repeat. The exterior of his car is in good shape. Number 3. What's the problem with his tires? Repeat. They're worn out. What will the mechanic do to the wheels? Repeat. He'll align them. Number 4. How's the interior? Repeat. The interior is a little worn. It's in poor condition. What will John do about it? Repeat. He'll put new covers on the seats. Number 5. How's the engine? Repeat. It runs well. Number 6. What did the mechanic check? Repeat. He checked all the systems. Number 7. What kind of transmission does the car have? Repeat. It has an automatic transmission. Look at figure 2, and let's continue talking about transmissions. Look at the paragraphs. Repeat the underlined words. Gears. Gears. Function. Function. Transmit. Transmit. Standard transmission. Standard transmission. Automatic transmission. Automatic transmission. Now listen to the paragraph.
The transmission supplies the engine with a system of gears. The function of the gears is to transmit the power that is produced by the engine. There are two types of transmissions, a standard transmission and an automatic transmission.
Look at the next paragraph and repeat these words. Clutch. Clutch. Pedal. Pedal. Step on. Stepping on. Release. Releasing. Step on the gas. Stepping on the gas. Accelerate. Accelerating. Shift. Shifted. Manual. Manually. Automatic. Automatically. Now, listen to the paragraph.
The clutch pedal in standard transmission cars connects or disconnects the gears from the engine. A driver controls this action by stepping on and releasing the clutch pedal. Speed is obtained by shifting gears and by stepping on the gas pedal or accelerating. Gears are shifted manually by using the gear shift lever. In cars with automatic transmissions, this is accomplished automatically in the transmission.
Listen to the paragraphs again.
The transmission supplies the engine with a system of gears. The function of the gears is to transmit the power that is produced by the engine. There are two types of transmissions, a standard transmission and an automatic transmission. The clutch pedal in standard transmission cars connects or disconnects the gears from the engine. A driver controls this action by stepping on and releasing the clutch pedal. Speed is obtained by shifting gears and by stepping on the gas pedal or accelerating. Gears are shifted manually by using the gear shift lever. In cars with automatic transmissions, this is accomplished automatically in the transmission.
Now, answer these questions about the paragraphs. With what does the transmission supply the engine? Repeat. It supplies the engine with a system of gears. What's the function of the gears? Repeat. It transmits the power that is produced by the engine. Let's repeat again. It transmits the power that is produced by the engine. What connects and disconnects the engine from the gears? Repeat. The clutch pedal connects and disconnects the engine from the gears. How does a driver control this action? Repeat. By stepping on and releasing the clutch pedal. What two actions of a driver control speed? Repeat. Shifting gears and stepping on the gas. What's another word for stepping on the gas? Repeat. Accelerating. How does a driver shift gears in a car with a standard transmission? Repeat. A driver shifts gears manually. Does a driver shift gears in a car with an automatic transmission? Repeat. No, he doesn't. The car shifts gears automatically. Now go to figure 3. Listen to a question and circle the letter of the correct answer. Number 1. What connects or disconnects the engine with the transmission? Number 2. What kind of transmission has a clutch pedal? Number 3. Which pedal do you step on to increase your speed? Number 4. What do you use to change gears by hand? Number 5. How can you decrease your speed? Number 6. Which kind of transmission system does not require a clutch pedal? Let's check your answers. Listen to the questions and repeat the answers. Number 1 is letter A. Listen. What connects or disconnects the engine with the transmission?
Repeat. The clutch pedal connects or disconnects
the engine with the transmission. Number 2 is letter B. Listen. Which kind of transmission has a clutch pedal? Repeat. A standard transmission has a clutch pedal. Number 3 is letter C. Listen. Which pedal do you step on to increase your speed? Repeat. You step on the gas pedal to increase your speed. Number 4 is letter B. Listen. What do you use to change gears by hand? Repeat. You use the gear shift lever to change gears by hand. Number 5 is letter A. Listen. How can you decrease your speed? Repeat. You can decrease your speed by releasing the gas pedal. Number 6 is letter C. Listen. Which kind of transmission system does not have a clutch pedal? Repeat. An automatic transmission system doesn't have a clutch pedal. Look at the picture in Figure 4. These are the parts of a fuel system.
Repeat words and sentences about these parts.
Number 1. Fuel tank. Fuel tank. The fuel tank holds gasoline. Number 2. Fuel pump. Fuel pump. The fuel pump moves the fuel through the fuel system. Number 3. Fuel line. Fuel line. Gasoline travels through fuel lines. Number 4. Carburetor. Carburetor. Gasoline and air are mixed in the carburetor. Look at the questions under the picture. Write the number of the part next to the question about it. Letter A. Where are air and gasoline mixed? Letter B. Where is gasoline kept? Letter C. What moves the fuel through the fuel system? Letter D. What does gasoline flow through? Let's check your answers. Repeat the questions and the answers. Letter A is number 4. Repeat. Where are air and gasoline mixed? In the carburetor. Letter B is number 1. Repeat. Where is gasoline kept? In the fuel tank. Letter C is number 2. Repeat. What moves the fuel through the fuel system? The fuel pump. Letter D is number 3. Repeat. What does gasoline flow through? The fuel lines. Let's move on to the next system. Go to Figure 5. This is the ignition system. Let's repeat the underlined words. Spark. Spark. Ignite. Ignite. Provide. Provided. Spark plug. Spark plug. Ignition system. Ignition system. Now listen to the paragraph.
After the gasoline and air are mixed in the carburetor, the mixture moves into the engine. The spark that is used to ignite the gasoline and air mixture is provided by the spark plug. The spark plug is part of the ignition system. The battery, the ignition switch, and the many wires are also part of this system.
Answer these questions and repeat the correct answers. Where does the gasoline and air mixture go from the carburetor? Repeat. It goes to the engine. What ignites the gasoline and air mixture? Repeat. A spark ignites the gasoline and air mixture. What provides the spark that ignites the mixture? Repeat. The spark plug provides the spark. What system are we talking about? Repeat. The ignition system. Go to Figure 6. Listen to a paragraph and select the main idea.
An automobile has two electrical systems. One is the ignition system, and the other is a system that provides electrical current to operate various parts. Both of these systems receive their energy from a battery and an alternator. The battery provides the electricity to start the motor. It also provides electricity for other parts when the motor is not running. When the motor is running, the electricity is provided by the alternator.
Listen to the paragraph again and check your answer.
An automobile has two electrical systems. One is the ignition system, and the other is a system that provides electrical current to operate various parts. Both of these systems receive their energy from a battery and an alternator. The battery provides the electricity to start the motor. It also provides electricity for other parts when the motor is not running. When the motor is running, the electricity is provided by the alternator.
The correct answer is letter D. A car has two electrical systems. This is the end of tape 3A, book 20.